Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
The patented cough into the mic as the podcast starts. I teach that in podcasting school.
Yeah, I was going to mute that out, but now that you brought it up, I guess I'll leave it in so people get the reference.
I'm not a big cougher, so it's rolling well. We had fun. I think people liked the first episode we did. Some people. We didn't really plan.
Yeah, it was freewheeling. I don't even know at what point we started recording, at what point we ended recording.
Yeah.
We were talking about football for a while.
Oh, but that was the Patreon episode. This is the regular, so that's not so interesting to people. But, so let's continue with the Mount Rushmores. Let's get right into it, because I was just waiting a half hour for you to Skype me.
You said you want a podcast. I said, sure, and then I was waiting for you. All right, we're both waiting.
I've never called you in 5 years. I've never called you once, so you were waiting for me.
No, but usually you said in 10 minutes, and I said, okay, and then you never
responded.
Still,
I've never called you once, ever.
Okay, well, you just did, so congrats. All right, so number 26 was Buffalo. So we're going to jump into the top 25, and we're going to start with a city which currently only has two franchises, and that's Seattle, the Seahawks and the Mariners. But, of course, the Sonics were there for a long time as well. Seattle has a lot of candidates. Can I give you a few guys who did not make it?
Yeah, please.
First of all, we got some longtime coaches, Heck Udmundson in Washington, Mark Few at Gonzaga, Jack Friel at Washington State. None of them are going to make it. Mm-hmm. Jamie Moyer played for a long time and, you know, beloved guy. A-Rod left, so, you know, he's probably not going to make it. George Karl coaches the Sonics to the finals, not going to make it. Lenny Wilkins coaches the Sonics to a title in 1979. Walter Jones, Hall of Fame tackle for the Seahawks. Lou Piniella, longtime beloved manager for the Mariners. Cortez Kennedy, a Hall of Fame defensive lineman for the Seahawks. Randy Johnson, of course, the big unit like A-Rod, left Seattle. Sean Kemp, they loved Sean Kemp in the 90s in Seattle.
Yeah, Kemp was more popular than Gary Payton, even though Payton was ultimately better.
Yeah, but they
player.
Ended up trading him for Vin Baker, and, you know, things didn't end so well for him. Richard Sherman, obviously beloved there, but, you know, now he's on.
Can I guess the Mount Rushmore?
Sure.
Ken Griffey Jr., for sure.
Yeah, he's a lock.
Ichiro Suzuki, I think, has to be a lock.
He's number two on my Mount Rushmore.
I think Russell Wilson has to be on it at this point.
He's number three. Yep.
And the fourth one is very tricky.
Here's guys we haven't mentioned yet. Edgar Martinez, Felix Hernandez, Gary Payton, Steve Largent, Pete Carroll.
To me, it's between you could make an argument Carroll, but he won one Super Bowl there. He's just another Super Bowl winning coach, even though Carroll's been there a little less than people remember. I think.
Yeah, I put Pete Carroll as my fourth.
I wouldn't have done that. I would have gone.
People there really care about Steve Largent?
No, but I would have gone GP or Edgar over Carroll, I think.
So GP, it makes sense to have somebody from from the Sonics, you know, they were there for a long time. But he also, you know, he left the team eventually. And it's weird because when you played for a long time on a team that no longer exists in that form, you can't really, you know, like former guys on our teams hang around forever. But Gary Payton's not going to hang around the Thunder. So he has nowhere to hang out, really, you know?
Correct. Yeah, it's tough for those guys. It's tricky.
Yeah, so I put Pete Carroll on, but I think you're starting to convince me. So should I put Gary Payton on instead of...
Yeah, I think Gary Payton over Pete Carroll, for sure.
All right, but because the Seahawks are by far the number one team there these days.
Yeah, of course.
But it wasn't always thus.
I mean, one day there will be a Sounder on the list, probably. Yeah. That's the number one team.
I mean, the Pacific Northwest, they love soccer there. So, all right, so Gary Payton gets on it. All right, so let's get to number 24. 24 is a one-team town, but they're so good that they're all the way up at 24. That's San Antonio.
Okay, so the Spurs is Duncan Robinson, Parker Ginobili. There's not really...
that's wrong.
So you want to say the
Iceman's got to be there, first of all.
Are you going to put Popovich and the Iceman instead of Parker and Ginobili?
Yeah, putting those two on, yeah.
I mean, there's six guys. Like, there's an obvious top two, and then I'd say the other people are interchangeable.
Yeah, I mean...
Ultimately, there is a recency bias to this thing.
Was a much better... I mean, he was a top 10. He was an MVP
candidate. Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. In terms of popularity, Manu, TP, Gervin. So I would probably put Manu there. I don't live in San Antonio.
Manu's the least good of the players. And Pop,
doesn't matter.
Pop,
Manu's the most popular.
Pop is the everlasting.
Yeah, that's fine with Pop. I have no problem with Pop. Pop is eternal.
All right, so that's what I do there. All right, not a lot to discuss. All right, let's get to 23. 23 also a one-team town, San Diego. The Chargers are no longer there. The Clippers were there for a brief period. Right now, all they got is the Padres. Would you like to guess who I have for San Diego?
Yeah, Tony Gwynn. I'd still put in Tomlinson and Rivers. And then... Actually, no, let's move it back. Junior Seau.
Yep.
Most popular Charger. Tomlinson for sure.
Yeah, I don't have him on my list.
I think he's probably has to be there.
I mean, I have him number five. I have him also receiving votes, but
I mean, did you go with Lance Allworth?
No, I mean, you know, he's a great player, but no.
Then who are you going with?
Dan Fouts.
Okay.
Fouts, I think more popular than Rivers, right? I mean, like
yeah,
Fouts
fine, you could do, and also ultimately, like Rivers did play a couple years in L.A.
Yeah,
so.
And then Trevor Hoffman, they love him there.
Yeah.
So we have a youthful listener, Josh, who is a San Diegite.
Uh huh.
He puts Rivers and LT over Hoffman and Seau. So you can't not have Junior Seau.
I think part of it is like you sort of have to ask yourself like who is more popular at the time. Seau was more popular on the Chargers than Philip Rivers ever was.
I mean, quarterbacks are almost always going to be there. But and by the way, the other guys we didn't mention: Dave Winfield, Randy Jones,
and Seau's gone. Like
Don Coryell, Ray Kroc. Steve Garvey, Steve Fisher, the coach at San Diego State. I mean, he's been at a lot of places, Michigan, obviously. But, yeah, Seau's gone, so, you know, that sort of helps, I think, for the purposes of a legacy
yeah,
round rush.
It's not like he's an
San Diego,
LA Charger.
San Diego's got a lot of options, you know, even though, you know,
yeah. I mean, Tony Gwynn is as solid of a one, as, you know, in terms of being so far ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, Gwynn, in the 90s, it was like Gwynn, Ripken, and Puckett were the three guys who were most identified, I think, with their teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like Beloved.
Until Jeter, you know, in the early 90s.
Yeah,
until
Jeter. When we were growing up, when we were little. Yeah, when we were kids. All right, let's get to number 22. Another one sport town, actually.
Oh, by the way, Griffey. I would put Griffey on that list, too. Like, Bonds was, Bonds was never,
well,
like, the pirate.
But Griffey left, though. Griffey is
I know, but,
with
but at that point, Griffey was Seattle.
Yeah, but he's identified with Cincinnati in a way, and I think people always thought he was going to go and end his career in Cincinnati. Of course, he ends his career back in the AL with Chicago and stuff. But, all right, so Montreal's 22. The Canadiens obviously have a ridiculous legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Expos. I went with two Expos and two Canadiens.
I think that's at least one too many Expo for a team that doesn't even exist. That's crazy. But who are your Canadiens?
So I put Maurice Richard and Guy Lafleur. But you can put anybody. Ken Dryden, who only played like 8 years, but I think he won.
I think you could do Dryden.
Year.
I think why it ended so bitterly that he doesn't make it. You know, he demanded to be
Colorado.
Traded.
Yeah, Jacques Plante. Toe Blake, Jean
you could make a better case for four Canadians than two Canadians, honestly.
Larry Robinson, I think statistically.
You just put Tim
Scotty
Raines
Bowman,
if you need
by the way. I mean, we identify him with Detroit because we're younger, but, you know, he won a million cups there. Dick Irvin, Carey Price for the youths. The baseball guys who did not make it are Dennis Martinez, Vladimir Guerrero, Andre Dawson, Rusty Staub. So I put Tim Rock Raines and Gary Carter on there, the two Hall of Famers that they have.
Yeah, not a lot of it. Speaking of Montreal... Haven't really heard much about Jonah Carey. Some people think maybe he got sentenced to jail, but they don't know.
Yeah, he really fell off the face of the earth.
Well, I think like he's it. He wherever he did.
So he like had some domestic assault.
Yeah, but I think it's in Montreal, so you can't even Google it because it would be in French. I think.
But wasn't there a second thing also that happened?
I'm not sure, but it was bad.
Yeah, so why are we talking about it? This podcast isn't.
Well, I was just thinking Tony Tim Raines.
Yeah, of course. When you think
he gets Tim Raines in the Hall
of
Fame,
you think of Jonah Carey. That's Jonah Carey. Remember the song. Jonah Carey's on the show podcast, but no. He had like a very like meta sort of Gary Shandling-esque opening song to his podcast.
No, all right, let's.
The crowd that Jonah Carey had is also the crowd that 100% of them, myself included, abandoned him based on what he did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Like, there's a lot of people who they could do that and they'd still have a big chunk of their audience. You know?
I don't think so. But he, I mean, he's left
Donald
social
Trump
media.
Did it, and he's got all.
Yeah, but I don't think everyone can do it. I don't know. Like, I don't know. A lot of some people
if
are just.
If you're a barstool-y kind of person and you did this, you would still have an audience.
I don't think so. I don't think they like hitting. I don't think you could hit women.
Nobody likes hitting women. Obviously not.
I'm just saying. I don't think so. I think they'd be canceled no matter who they were with. There are certain things you can get away.
Marv Albert. We just talked. Marv Albert's back.
It's true. It's true, but Marv Albert didn't do what he did in 2019, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying Carey would come right back. All right, okay, let's skip over this. Let's get to number 21. 21 is Kansas City. We have the Chiefs. We have the Royals. We used to have the Kansas City Kings as well. All right, so I have my four here, and I do not have Patrick Mahomes. He's fifth on the list, right? He's played 2 years, but obviously Patrick Mahomes will be there one day. But so who are the four that I have? Let's see what you can get.
Okay, Kansas City. Yeah, I think Mahomes basically has to be there, but let's give him another year. You know, I'm not putting Mahomes on my top 1,000 list because, like, it's an insult to everyone below him.
Yeah.
But that being said, like, if he retires tomorrow.
Put him higher than LeBron in terms of potential, like, global impact. Like, are you insane?
But how about this? Like, if Mahomes retires or is never good.
Jordan and LeBron.
Oh, I know. I agree. I agree.
All right, okay. Kansas City.
Okay, George Brett.
Yes.
Len Dawson.
Yes. The late, great, 7 sacks in one game.
Yeah, I was thinking Derek Thomas. You know, he is like
he's gotta be there.
He's Mr. Chief. I think he never plays for another team, right?
Yeah, well, he died, yeah, so.
No, he didn't die during his playing days.
Oh, did he retire first and then die?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He died a couple years after he played. After he retired. He didn't die. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but he died in his 30s. Yeah, very young. All right, now the fourth one is not a player, but I think he has to be there.
Hank Stram?
No, Lamar Hunt. Lamar Hunt is Kansas City sports.
Yeah, but then you're going to... But then George Halas has to be on the Bears, like the most important person in the
NFL. But Lamar Hunt, but it's multiple sports because Lamar Hunt basically builds the MLS and gives Kansas City a team.
True.
He builds the AFL and moves the Texans there. Like,
so yeah, he's like half of football and all of MLS. It's only because
Kansas
of him.
Kansas City's a big MLS town, actually.
I mean, there is definitely no MLS without him. Like, it's not.
So,
he owned like
14. That's why I have
Lamar
Hunt on there. Tony Gonzalez, Hank Stram, Frank White, the longtime second baseman for the Royals, Andy Reid. Dick Houser, Dan Quisenberry, beloved Royal,
Kevin
Amos
Titer.
Otis, Brett Saberhagen, and then you got all the coaches, the Kansas coaches, Fog Allen, Bill Self, Roy Williams.
Yeah,
Greg
those
Marshall,
guys all
State.
Have really good cases, honestly, also.
Yeah, but that's not Kansas City. That's the whole state of Kansas. So City's actually in Missouri, technically.
Yes,
but,
The
teams all play in Missouri, I think. All right, number 20 is Houston. We have the Rockets, we have the Astros, we have the Texans, and then we also have the Oilers for much longer than we've had the Texans, obviously.
Okay, Houston.
So, all right, yeah. Let's roll.
Is Nolan Ryan on the list?
So Nolan Ryan is an interesting case. I don't have him.
He's
have
not associated. Like, I mean, obviously, he plays so long with so many teams.
Yeah.
Where is he at the longest?
Now he's identified with the Rangers more, actually.
Yes, that's what. So I think he gets knocked off, like Saddam style.
He's
top
not
of
there.
The statue.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, so Houston is tricky. I mean, do they have like a spy, like spying in the back of their Mount Rushmore? Are you gonna put an Oiler there? I don't know if I'd put an Oiler there. If you do, it has to
one
be Warren
I have
Moon.
Two Oilers on my Mount Rushmore.
I think that's probably too many. So I'd go Warren Moon.
Yeah.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yes, obviously.
Clyde Drexler.
No. So Clyde is on my also receiving votes because he plays college there, and then he comes and ends his NBA career there.
I think because he's there twice, I think Clyde is one of the top four.
Yeah, but he's really
Houston.
There. And he's there like at the like.
Yeah, but he's prime. but he's like he's a double eligibility guy.
Yeah. Okay, but first of all, okay, so Earl Campbell's attending bar mitzvahs of our listeners in Houston.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Earl Campbell.
And Earl
on
Campbell's
the list.
A big Texas guy even before from college. And then Bagwell and Biggio, I put Bagwell because he's the better player, but you know Biggio seems a little more cuddly.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, so I have Akeem, Earl Campbell, Warren Moon, and Jeff Bagwell, but J.J. Watt is on deck. He'll be there soon enough.
You can put Watt already. So you don't have Moon. I think that's
an argument.
Fair.
James Harden might have an argument. I mean, he's going to go down as a top 25 player, and he spent most of his career there. Bob McNair, I think for some of the things he said off the field at the end of his career, even though, you know, a longtime beloved guy there.
Yeah.
But also, he moves.
I don't think the owners need to be there unless the owners are just iconic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
no one
Jose
loves
Altuve,
the owner.
But, you know, he's a cheater. George Blanda.
Yeah.
But he played a lot of places.
No, Blanda's like such a Raider, though, also. I don't know. Blanda can't be there.
Andre Johnson, you know, chased the title. Bruce Matthews, Moses Malone, but he wasn't there very long.
No. All right, you're good with Houston.
Offensive lineman. Jose Cruz, Jimmy Wynn, Elvin Bethea, Mike Scott, Nook, obviously not because they traded him. Larry Durker, Lance Berkman, Matt Schaub, Cesar Cedeno, Roy Oswalt, Guy Lewis, the coach at Houston. So those are all the other guys. All right, okay. Number 19 is Colorado/Denver. Okay. We got a team in every sport.
So John Elway is number one with a bullet.
Obviously, yeah.
It's tricky. Okay, I'm going to circle back to the Nuggets. Is there an Avalanche player on
the
list?
There ain't.
There's no Nuggets. The Nuggets are a weird franchise because they're like, they don't have. Who's the most identifiable star? Ultimately, is it Carmelo?
Danisle,
I mean,
Alex
but listen,
English?
If he stays, then Jokic, whatever
can be
there soon.
Hopefully, one day is there. But it's going to be a big mountain. Yeah. But they have mountains in Colorado, so.
Yes.
I have one Av.
I'd say Todd Helton.
I don't have him on, but I could be persuaded.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from, we have Denver listeners. I'd like to hear. Yeah.
So this is who I went with. I went with John Elway, Mike Shanahan, Von Miller, and Joe Sakic. Sakic over Wah just because
Sakic is fine. Yeah, Wah is ultimately a Canadian.
Yeah, Forsberg. I also thought about Forsberg for a while, but I think Sakic is a little more maybe because he's
that's
Forsberg
close.
Is
Sackett Forsberg
is
close.
Being American helps a little bit, or Canadian, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Helton, Larry Walker, they sort of split the vote there. Issel English, nobody cares. Pat Bolin, a little bit, you know, beloved owner of the Broncos.
Sure.
Troy Tulowitzki, but wasn't there long enough. George Karl at least gets a shout out. He's the best coach they ever had. Steve Atwater was a beloved safety there for a long time.
I think if you leave a little bit at the end, it's like it hurts you a little bit. Not for everybody. Yeah. But
so that's one that I'm open to, you know, people.
Yeah,
to
that is a, Denver's a tricky one after you get number one.
All right. Okay. Now, Washington, we're going to get to Washington. Now, Washington has had a lot of teams in a lot of different eras. We have, of course, the Skins, the Bullets / Wizards, the Nationals. Before them, we had two different versions of the Senators. And then we have the Capitals. I'm going to tell you, Washington has, I think, the oldest player that any other team has on this list.
What I would do for Washington is I think you put on the gun that Arenas brought into the locker room with Jarvis Crittenden. That's one of them. Yeah. all right, let's go one by one. All right, so we have the Redskins.
Yeah. They only have one.
Who's Mr. Redskin? Is it Daryl Green, who I keep seeing beat constantly?
Yeah, no, it's Joe Gibbs. It's
okay,
Joe
fine.
Gibbs.
So you do Joe Gibbs.
They love
Gibbs.
Him so
that's
much
fine.
To bring him back a second
that's
time.
That's fine. That's fine. So did they. Art Shell got brought back a second time.
One
By
capital.
The way, Art
I put
Shell
on here
ruled
because...
as a player. He's unreal. He is so good.
Yeah, not so much as a coach.
It's crazy how good Art Shell was.
I put Alex Ovechkin on here because, you know,
that's fine.
He hadn't had a title in forever. And
that's
now,
fine.
Of course, they've won.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I think Ovi deserves it. You know, Bryce Harper
now,
had a chance, and
Johnson,
he left.
He's the greatest pitcher in the history of the game.
Yeah.
And he played in Washington. He played 1,000 years ago, but again, the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Walter Johnson on there. Washington likes history.
Yeah, and then I put John Thompson as the fourth because, you know, there's a lot of college basketball. You can have Lefty Draisaitl and Gary Williams at Maryland, which is around the corner. I mean, it's, you know, it's on the Metro.
That's not D.C., but yeah, I have no problem with John Thompson.
Yeah, so that's my four.
Like, such a big deal that his son gets to be coach for 10 years just because.
Yeah, so Art Monk, Joe Theismann, Daryl Green, Sonny Jurgensen, none of those guys. Steven Strasburg, no.
Yeah.
Maybe eventually. And then Elvin Hayes and Wes Unseld, of course, brought them a title.
Wes Unseld just died last week.
Yeah, Clark Griffith, but he moved the team to Minnesota, so he's a no. Ted Leon.
Nothing from Simmons on Wes Unseld, right? And maybe said on a podcast.
I don't think he mentioned him, yeah. Ryan Zimmerman, Max Scherzer, Bradley Beal, John Wall, Ole the goalie, Peter Bondra, Nicholas Backstrom. Yeah, none of these guys. But Washington, pretty weak considering how long they've had all these teams.
Yeah.
I mean, Washington has no Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, they do from the 1940s, but they have no Hall of Fame quarterback in the Super Bowl era.
No Hall of Fame
quarterback.
Even though
they've won multiple Super Bowls. And they have no, like, they have no sort of all-time legendary player.
Well,
the
Washington Redskins were like the Washington Generals a little bit in, you know, in the 30s and 40s. Like, they weren't terrible like that, but they were
they weren't the Steelers.
No, but they were there to, like, get pasted in big games, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's get to Dallas, speaking of things that are big. Cowboys, Rangers, Mavs, Stars.
Dirk from the Mavericks.
Dirk, yes.
Okay. No one from the Star. I mean, if there would be one, it would be Mike Modano, but, you know, the eighth most popular
Cowboy.
He's from
Minnesota, and he started – no. Mike Modano's on my also receiving votes, but yeah, he's
okay.
Not there.
All right, so the Cowboys – there's four guys who have a great case to make the list from Dallas, and that's the triplets and Staubach. And then let me think.
I have none of them. I have two Cowboys, and neither one is the guy you mentioned.
I think that's going to be wrong. I'm trying to think.
I have two Cowboys, and neither one ever stepped foot on a field. Jerry Jones.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it's going to be you're going to have Jones and Landry. I'm just thinking players.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be Jones for Landry. Is
I just watched Dallas beat Denver in the Super Bowl today. I'm trying to watch one Super Bowl a day for my thing.
Yeah.
And the football in the 70s is still so bad. Like the Broncos turned the ball over seven times in the first half of that game, and we're only down 13-0.
Seven times
in the first half. It's just unwatchable.
There were so many fumbles in old football.
So many fumbles.
It was crazy.
And it should have been avoidable. I don't know why. Tom Jackson from primetime was a really good player. I don't know how much people know. Excellent. Just like even in this game where his team's being annihilated, just absolutely panning. There's a you know who impressed me also? Reuben Carter, not the guy from the Hurricane.
Yeah, the nose song. Tackle.
Not in my top 1,000. Just unblockable.
No,
also,
he's not gonna be
he's unblockable in that game. He has two sacks. He's all over. But you know who's incredible? So I like four or five times already in the first 12
Randy
Super Bowls.
Gradishar.
Gradishar's a great player. Lewis Wright, by the way, in the Broncos, a cornerback, is an excellent player.
Corner.
They have like four legitimate studs. Denver on defense, but. The Cowboys, who have like seven studs on defense, the Too Tall Jones is unreal in that game. Now, he's not, he's like a little bit more famous, but Martin and White, I think, were better players. but and the safeties are probably better players. That's Charlie Waters, and Charlie Waters is like the ugliest guy in NFL history, if you know what he looks like. Like, he was balding when he was 23. It's insane.
Okay.
I'm blanking on the other, but they had like both all pro safeties. Like, they're basically the only team ever. But Too Tall Jones is 6'9", and everyone else is like 5'11", and he's just in Craig Morton's face the whole game. It was crazy.
Yeah,
he was too good.
I don't know why we don't have more really, really tall defensive ends. Just seems like a real advantage.
I'm trying to think.
These tackles are 6'8", 6'9" nowadays.
Yeah, I guess if you're 6'8", 6'9", they just make you play offensive line. Like, you don't have a choice.
But what if you're not 350 pounds? What if you're 270 pounds?
I mean, how tall is Watt? Watt's like a solid 6'6", no?
Yeah, Watt's like 6'6", I think.
Donald's not small, but Donald might only be 6'5".
Yeah, it's a good point.
Landry, there should be some
questions. Does Tom Landry have the most famous hat in American sports?
The hat is great. It's funny because he's so classy, but they, like, pick him up. By the way...
Like that I'm trying to think of a more iconic hat than Landry's fedora. I can't think of one.
Well, another funny thing about that game, the announcer...
Probably Bear Bryant or something.
Bear Bryant. The analyst, Tom Brookshire, is like, yeah, so I was at dinner two nights ago with Craig Morton. It was the quarterback of one of the two... Like, imagine, like, the quarterback two nights before the game going out with one of the announcers, just, like, socially.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't happen now. All right.
It was like Romo and... Yeah,
yeah, maybe. Right, so it would happen. Maybe, Dirk, like, Romo and if he had, like,
Dirk,
a back...
Jerry Jones, Tom Landry, and here's why I have Nolan Ryan.
I would probably put Aikman there.
Staubach, Aikman, Emmett Smith, Michael Irvin, Tony Dorsett, all those guys. Mark Cuban, Pudge Rodriguez, Mike Madonna, we discussed. So here's the thing. Texas is so big in high school and college football.
Yeah.
TCU is in doubt, like is in the Metroplex, but Gary Patterson, he's not getting on this, obviously.
No, come on. He's not in the top 50.
Adrian Beltre, Michael Young was beloved, even though he was not very good.
Yeah, but listen, the Cowboys matter so much more than the Rangers.
Yeah. Rafael Palmeiro, Johnny Oates, Sergei Zubov, you know, so I mentioned it. Yeah, so Dallas is a lot of options, but that's why I have Landry, Jones, Dirk, and Nolan Ryan.
Okay.
All right, let's get to Hotlanta. Braves, Falcons, Hawks, and spoiler alert, we have no Thrashers and no Atlanta Flames before the Calgary Flames moved.
Braves, Chipper Jones, I think. Let me keep going
here. Yeah, Chipper's on there. Remember, the Braves only moved to Atlanta in, 1968 or something.
Yeah, you could also make case for Bobby Cox, but let me get back there.
Yeah.
The best Falcon ever...
You forgot the most obvious one, the guy who has half the city named after him. Even though, again, he played most of his career in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, okay, so Hank Aaron, fine.
Hank Aaron's got to be there, yeah.
That's fine. You're not going to put him in Milwaukee, so I have no problem with that. And then, I mean, who's the best, who's like the most iconic Hawk ever? Dominique?
Dominique, yeah. I put Dominique on here.
That's fine. And then, who did I say?
So I got no Falcons. I have Hank Aaron, Chipper Jones, John Smoltz, and Dominique Wilkins.
I think...
Mike Vick is really close, but he didn't play there long enough. He was an icon, but he didn't play there long enough.
Is Michael Vick more popular than Matt Ryan? Yes. Now, if Matt Ryan wins that game, he's like Drew Brees is in New Orleans, probably, ultimately.
No, but Drew Brees was big, you know, up until recently. Drew Brees was
But Ryan also, like, Ryan, listen, Ryan's an excellent player. Ryan, you know... But he like
oh, Ryan's Eon's better player than Michael Vick.
But I of course, but then, I think but. Everyone also acknowledges Ryan's like the most boring guy in the history of the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. Dale Murphy, by the way, beloved guy there, won a couple MVPs, and he's come out in support of the movement, which Bomani Jones has been talking a lot about that on his podcast for those who listen. I put Smoltz over Glavine and Maddox because he plays his whole career there, which you can't say for Glavine and Maddox.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Maddox like I think maybe do Maddox. Smoltz is ultimately like a bigger personality because he's, you know, in the media.
Yeah, he's an announcer now also.
But Maddox, Maddox, you know, was a Cub, but he's only really remembered as a Brave.
But he was, but then he goes back to the Cubs also.
How did the Cubs lose him?
I think he was a free agent.
He was just a regular free agent and he went to Atlanta and they didn't want to pay freaking.
It's crazy because they already had the best pitching. They were ready to go to the World Series, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, other guys from Atlanta, Bobby Cox, you mentioned Phil Niekro.
Yeah.
Ted Turner. Julio Jones, Andrew Jones, Bobby Kremins,
Richard Jewell,
Steve Bartkowski.
Nobody. Yeah, Bartkowski.
And for the purpose of mentioning a hockey player, we'll say Ilya Kovalchuk.
Okay, fine.
All right, Miami, number 15.
All right, Dan Marino, as big of a lock as anybody.
Well, there's another guy who they renamed the county after, so.
Miami-Dade? Which county?
They call it Wade County.
Oh, okay, fine. So, Dwayne Wade. I was still thinking of the Dolphins.
The four are a complete lock. There's no question about all four of these.
Okay, hold on. All right, so let me... Okay. Marino, Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
So far, I have no problems.
Yeah.
Somebody
just died?
There's not... Wait, hold on. There's not going to be anybody on the Panthers.
Correct. Not going to be any Marlins.
There's not going to be anybody in the Marlins. So, I don't. You're not going to put LeBron on Miami's Mount Rushmore.
No.
So I don't think there's going to be a second Heat player.
Correct.
So going back to the Dolphins. Bob Greasy. No, Don Shula. Okay, Don Shula.
Yeah, Don Shula.
Dan Marino.
And Greasy. He's my,
and you
my
have
story.
Greasy? Okay, that's fine. I would say, what about the U?
Okay, so yeah. So, but is it Jimmy Johnson, Dennis Erickson? Like, nobody coached there long enough?
I think Jimmy Johnson's fine. I think
and
he's
what's
like.
What's one player? Vinny Testaverde? I mean, they had so many. Bernie
they can't, yeah,
so
can't be a player.
Guys.
It would sooner be like The Rock or somebody who like yeah. technically played there, but is like.
The Rock, yeah, The Rock could be there. He's a star. He's a star in Ballers as well. Jason Taylor, the real life version of The Rock, at least the character The Rock plays in Ballers. He's on my also receiving votes. Pat Riley, but he's so identified with the Lakers.
You could do the
well.
You, Riley
Alonzo
is an interesting
Mourning.
One. Yeah,
Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah, the kids don't.
Udonis
the
Haslam,
kids don't understand.
He's played
how
there forever. They love.
Zoe, I think it's not in the documentary at all. Right?
Who? Who? Zoe? In which documentary?
In the Jordan documentary.
Oh yeah, he's not really mentioned. That's
he's
true.
Not really mentioned.
H. Wayne Huizenga, Larry Zonka, Roberto Luongo.
Yeah.
And Jose Fernandez. People love there. You know, he had a chance. Obviously,
I think if Fernandez is, I think you know, with hindsight, his death is viewed a little bit differently.
Yeah, but he's also 23. Like realistically, there's no way he would have spent his career in Miami.
Yeah, he probably would not still be there. Unfortunately, yes.
All right, okay, so let's get to number 14, St. Louis. St. Louis has the Cardinals, obviously. It has the Blues. It had the Arizona Cardinals, as we now know them, for most of their existence. It had the Rams, obviously, when we were kids, you know, from 95 till 2000 and whatever it was. It had the Hawks for a long time. They won a title there, and then later it had the Spirits of the ABA.
Yeah, so this is very tricky. This is very tricky. I'm going to say
it's not that tricky.
I'll tell you why it is. I'll tell you why it is because I think that they are so over the Rams. I think nobody from the Rams can make it, even though they deserve it.
Correct. No, they don't deserve it.
So, no, because I'm saying like you could say Kurt Warner or Marshall Faulk when they were if the Rams were still there would be there.
The greatest baseball players.
I understand.
Spent their entire
okay, so let's
there.
So let's go. Brett Hull. It will be the one blue.
Yes, he's the one.
And then all right, so then we have Stan Musial, Albert Pujols.
Yep.
And
my old Facebook profile picture. The Wizard.
Okay, so you want Ozzie Smith? Yeah, I guess Ozzie Smith. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So Bob Gibson just misses. Mark McGuire, Marshall Faulk. Roger Hornsby is an old racist asshole, and he died in like 1940, so he's off.
Yeah.
So we can have one guy who's old. That's Stan Musial.
Okay.
Even though Hornsby's, you know, the greatest, you know, one of the greatest players of all time. Certainly the best second baseman ever. Lou Brock, Chris Pronger, Al MacInnis, and then Kurt Warner, obviously, didn't play the Isaac Bruce. Dizzy
Al MacInnis was Slaughter. So did you ever play NHL games? Al MacInnis was so good because that slap shot's insane. And yeah, Pronger was great in those games, too. It was fun to have, like, a fast defenseman.
Bob Pettit, by the way, you know, a top 20 NBA player who everybody's forgotten about, you know, because he played a team that no longer exists. Jack Buck, a national figure who comes out of St.
Louis. That's not a crazy one.
Tony La Russa, Larry Wilson, the Hall of Fame defensive back for the Cardinals.
Stan Kroenke is like on the anti-Rush. We should do an anti-Rushmore one time, actually. Yeah. Maybe next year. That's
Bruce
not bad.
Suter and Bernie Federko.
Yeah. That's the rest. All right, who's next? Yeah.
Stephon Marbury's on the anti-Minneapolis one. We're up to Minneapolis, number 13.
Okay.
The whole state of Minnesota.
The whole
we
state
have Vikings,
of Minnesota.
Twins, Wild, Timberwolves.
All right, no Wild makes it. I don't think I don't. I'm not going to put on an old Laker, but let me think for a second. Yep. KG is on there.
Yes.
I think no other Timberwolves will make it.
Yeah. Wally Zerbeck?
Yeah. Kevin so Bob. Then, all right. So let's go to the Vikings.
There's a million options here.
A million options. There's not.
No, you asked on, I think on the Patreon podcast, which team has the best all-time team?
Yeah.
The Vikings have a very strong.
Yeah, the Vikings are really because the
Vikings have had an incredible amount of talent in their history.
Yeah, but the Vikings
because they had
they always have like
was
the best
like,
players
stacked
yeah.
with like the greatest defense, like one of the greatest defenses ever in the 70s, and they also had a top 10 quarterback at the time, and then they've had Moss and Carter. I mean, they're just stacked with Hall of Fame.
By the way, which running back? If you remove like limits on touchdowns, well, let's say it's like 20 and above. Which running back in NFL history has the longest average touchdown run?
Robert Smith.
It's Robert Smith. It's insane. His touchdown runs are like an average of over 30 yards, I think.
Yeah.
He didn't score that many. He also retired very young. And I think he said he was going
to
go to the...
He claimed. And now
I thought
just
the priesthood
like
or something, but yeah, he like whatever he claimed he was going to do, he didn't end up doing. Yeah.
Well, you know what he claimed?
I thought he claimed the priesthood,
maybe. His brain. Yeah.
Well, smart. That's true. He did do that.
Although he left as a free agent, so he should have signed a deal, gotten his bonus, and then retired.
Yeah. All right, Tarkenton.
So I don't have Tarkenton on here. Here's why. Because, and we discussed this on the first episode of this, but you may have forgotten. I put Herb Brooks on here.
Okay, fine. So Herb Brooks.
Minnesota loves hockey.
KG.
He coaches, wins like 5 titles at the University of Minnesota in hockey, and then goes and coaches the Miracle on Ice, the greatest American, you know, as a nat, you know.
So then who are you putting on?
So it's Kirby Puckett, who you forgot.
Yeah,
somehow.
Yeah, okay, fine. I wasn't on the Twins at all. Is the last guy a Viking or a Twin?
So it's Kirby Puckett, Kevin Garnett, Herb Brooks, which means we only have one spot for the Vikings, who are by far the biggest team in Minnesota.
Right, but you have to
and
put a
so,
Viking there.
I mean, the truth is, if you vote polled Minnesotans, I think Bud Grant might win.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to put Alan Page on there because the defense is what that team was most famous for. I think he the last defense player to win MVP? Oh, no, LT won it.
LT won it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's if not the greatest defensive tackle ever, one of the greatest two or three.
Yeah, even when I was watching the other night.
And then he spends his whole life in Minnesota. He's on the Minnesota Supreme Court.
Yes,
he just retired
years
ago.
That's fair. That's
so
fair.
He's a beloved figure there. So I have Kirby, KG.
I don't have a problem with
no
Alan
Bud
Page.
Grant, no Rod Carew, no Harmon Killebrew, no Ket Herbeck, no Joe Mauer. I mean, we love our local guys. No George Mikan, obviously. Chris Carter, Randy Moss,
you know
Tony
thinking?
Oliva, Fran Tarkenton, John Randall, Jim Marshall, Carlo, yeah. Johan Santana, Bert Blylevin, Tom Kelly won a couple of World Series for us. Now, Jim, our smartest listener probably, he had Killebrew and Tarkenton on instead of Page and Brooks. So
I think that's
a lot
fine.
Of ways you
Yeah. So speaking of Jims from Minnesota, so when I was a kid, I remember hearing a lot about Jim Wrongway Marshall, and I feel like the youth have not really learned about it.
He's the Cal Ripken of the NFL.
Yeah, they played a million games.
He plays 270 consecutive games, and he's not doing this, by the way, as a kicker or as a quarterback in today's era where quarterbacks are present. He's doing this as a defensive
end. It's crazy.
In
it's crazy.
An era when these guys could just murder each other.
Yeah, no, it's insane.
It's absolutely incredible.
But yeah. They won that game. The wrong way game.
The wrong way game.
When he runs and he throws
that's
it.
That's why it's just a funny anecdote. If they lose the game, then he's not, I think he only made 2 Pro Bowls in his career. So now he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He's not in the
Hall of
Fame.
He's the definition of a compiler. Like if you look at his approximate.
Yeah, he's very washed. By the last Super Bowl I watched of the Vikings.
You know why he's washed? Because he played 200
games. Yeah, him and Eller washed, but Page is still awesome.
Yeah. Was Larson still on that team or he was gone by then?
No, he's not.
He was the fourth of the Purple People.
No, it was a Sutherland by then or Southland, whatever his name is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. By then, I think their linebackers actually started to merge by the late 70s.
Much better nicknames of like units in the 70s. Like you have the Orange Crush
the
next year.
The Purple People
it's actually
years.
Great. So the Broncos defensive unit's called the Orange Crush. They literally, they go to, it was either Randy White or Harvey Martin, one of the co-MVPs for the Cowboys. At the end of the game, and he literally crushes on camera with like 2 seconds to go on mic on the sidelines, like crushes an orange soda and says, here's your orange crush. It was like really cinematic. Yeah. Okay. What's next? What city's next?
All right. Cincinnati's next. We have the Reds and the Bengals. And remember, we had the Cincinnati Royals, the Rochester Royals.
So you're going to put Oscar Roberts
in
there?
City, moved to Omaha and moved to Sacramento. Oscar Roberts is a top 10 NBA player of all time and spent almost his whole career in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So you got to
put I agree. Okay. The Bengals are tricky.
Also, Cincinnati's got between Xavier and Cincy with Bob Huggins. They have a good basketball, program. I think there.
Yeah,
a lot of basketball fans.
The Bengals are tricky. Let's go to the Reds.
No, they're not tricky. There's nobody on the Bengals.
Oh, there's nobody on the Bengals. Wow.
Anthony Munoz, you're going to put a tackle on?
You I hear what you're saying.
All
right, so Barry Larkin,
but Ken Anderson, who should be in the Hall of Fame but isn't, my beloved.
Yeah,
Boomer Esiason.
No,
these guys are making it. Yeah.
So Barry Larkin.
Yeah, he's there, but. He's like him and Oscar Robinson are the lower two guys. There's two guys who are the
Votto
Mount Rushmore. Votto, what?
Yeah, he's beloved.
No, he's not.
I think Votto would make
it.
On it. I think
Votto.
Pete
Rose and Johnny Bench.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, I haven't gone back yet. All right.
Pete Rose and Cincy is like Barry.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah,
but I'll be honest. Votto's much more popular now than Barry Larkin.
Joe Morgan, Tony Perez, Dave Concepcion, Sparky Anderson, who I think we remember as a Tiger, but he was obviously the manager of the Reds, the big red machine.
Joe Morgan, what does he do now? Is Joe Morgan on social media?
He got canceled before.
Did he get canceled?
No, I'm just saying because he was a terrible.
The craziest thing about Joe Morgan is like the people.
Yeah, he's the one. He wrote that letter to the Hall of Fame protesting and saying guys shouldn't be allowed in who took steroids.
Yeah.
He was on greenies his whole career.
But the craziest thing is like the people who like Joe Morgan was considered like an ordinary, very good player. And then the stat nerds came around and were like, "Oh, Joe Morgan is like an immortal player. He was so good.
He has 100 career WAR.
Like the
he bat because he walked his, I think he batted like 270, but his on base was like 400.
Yeah, but it's funny. Like, yeah, the guys who he hated ultimately like realized, oh, he was just absolutely incredible.
So him, Joe Morgan, and Bert Blyleven are the two guys whose stats pump up more than anybody else from like baseball players of the 70s and 80s, and yet they're the two guys who are most anti-stats.
Yeah,
it
it's crazy.
Sense.
You know what it's like? It's like it's for
Jack
me, but
Morris
not for
Jack Morris hating stats makes sense because the stats
of course,
don't like
yes.
him.
No, but... Jack Morris should actually hate stats. All right, fine. So that's Cincy.
Yeah. All right, number 11, Pittsburgh, City of Champions. Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, three teams all with the same color scheme.
This is really hard already. This is really
hard. I
got
news for you right now. There are no Pittsburgh Steeler players on this.
It's insane. So, okay. So let's go one by one.
Okay.
Pittsburgh Pirates, Roberto Clemente. I think that probably
Clemente
should be it.
Has got to be
that. I think that should be it from the Pirates, though.
Yes. Willie Stargell, you know, popular, but no. Hannes Wagner, but he played way too long.
I still think it's Honus. I still think you're the only person who says Hannes, but I've never checked into it.
I say Hannes because that's what like on Ken Burns' baseball documentary, all the guys who played with him called him Hannes.
Okay, well then that's his name.
It's short for Johannes.
Fine, then it's Hannes.
So yeah, I mean, I called him Honus as a kid until I heard
the Penguins have to be Lemieux and Sid the Kid.
Yeah, so I have both Lemieux and Sid the Kid.
Now Jágr definitely is also receiving votes, but he can't be on there.
Jágr, yeah, no, you can't. Yeah, you can't have three.
You can't have three.
It's
Penguins.
Crazy that they have two Penguins.
Wait, so now you're not putting. So is it a random person I'm not thinking of who's going to be
there? I put Art Rooney on there.
Yeah.
Because you got to put somebody from the Steelers. And between Bradshaw and Roethlisberger, how do you pick one over the other? Chuck Knoll.
Well, I think you do. Bill I Cowher. Think you just pick Bradshaw. I think Bradshaw is more popular than Ben ultimately. I think you go with Bradshaw there.
Yeah, but the Roonies are beloved.
I know, but then just like put owners. I almost think no owner should be eligible.
I do have owners on a lot of teams.
I know, but.
So others receiving votes in Pittsburgh, Mean Joe Green, Franco Harris. How does Mean Joe Green look on your rewatch?
Excellent. But yeah. The problem with that team is it's hard to know who's really good because everyone is so good. It's like Ham maybe is the best player, but then it's like Lambert's the best player. Mel Blunt, yeah. I think maybe the smidge overrated. But like even the guys who are not all-stars like Ernie Holmes is like, you know, one of the best players in one of the Super Bowls, like all those guys are amazing. But then it's like, well, if they had 11 amazing players, shouldn't they be like, you know, giving up 4 points a game basically? But then it's like, oh yeah, they did win 4 Super Bowls in 6 years in a pretty stacked league with like some very good teams like the Cowboys and the Raiders. So maybe they were all good, the defenders. And then it's just like Harrison,
yeah,
Swan and Stallworth
were
overrated.
But yeah, the defenders are very good. So other guys receiving votes, Marc-Andre Fleury, Jim mm-hmm. Leland, Evgeny Malkin, Paul Wehner, Troy Polamalu, Bill Mazeroski, Jack Ham, we mentioned Bill Cowher, Barry Bonds. Obviously, they don't like him too much, but, you know, an all-time great who spent half a screw there. Jack Lambert,
Andy Vitz, like
Roethlisberger, Tomlin. I think we mentioned all these guys. Okay. Yeah. All right, number 10. We're in the top 10. These are the 10
seasons. Well, I think if we're gonna not finish... then we should probably stop.
Well, let's keep going right now.
Let's do number 10, but then let's stop, because otherwise we don't have a full podcast if we're getting down.
Well, because we're going to go to the trivia thing?
Yeah, we got to go do it.
Well, we can wrap up. Well, let's just keep going, and I can edit this later. Let's not talk about that.
Fine.
We're in the top 10. Number 10, Philadelphia. The Eagles, the Phillies, the Sixers, the Flyers, the Warriors used to be there before they moved to California.
Okay. Iverson and Dr. J.
By the way, I'm just letting you know, I have one from every single sport.
So who'd you pick, Iverson or Dr. J?
Dr. J.
I think you have to put Iverson on there.
Iverson's beloved.
I think
sure.
you have to
he's
put him on
fifth,
there.
He's fifth. He just falls off.
I think he might be the
Dr.
most
J was
popular.
The better player. Dr. J won a title. Iverson didn't do
There's
any of those
I think you just have to knock off the Flyer and put on Iverson. Who's the Flyer?
Bobby Clark.
I think it's got to be Iverson over Bobby
those
Clark.
Those 70s... Flyers
doesn't matter
legendary.
Yeah it doesn't matter. You got to knock off Bobby Clark for Iverson. This is obvious.
Okay, who's the Eagle? Let's see how much you know your history.
Okay. All right, so Mike Schmidt's the Philly.
Yes, of course.
Okay, the Eagle, don't tell me, even if we're here for a half hour.
Okay,
all right, it's nobody from now. It's a question of how far back we're going to go.
Is it an offensive player or a defensive player?
Well, I don't think you're going to put Reggie White on because I think he's...
That's a trick question.
Yeah. Oh. So we're going way back.
It's Chuck Bednarik. He is
yeah.
worshipped in
That's
Philadelphia.
Fine. That's
love
fine.
That guy.
I have no problem with putting Bednarik
on the
team.
Last.
But Iverson's got to be on the team. Iverson has to be there over Bobby Clark. Has to. Make it official.
All right, so I'm going to ask Philadelphians to chime in. Now, here's the guys from Philly who don't make it. Now, we're getting the top 10, so every one of these cities is just going to be stacked. But from Philly, Steve Carlton not in. Connie Mack. Now, the Philadelphia A is another team that was there forever and then moved. Connie Mack, I think, was their manager slash owner for what, 53 seasons or something insane?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Connie Mack is forever ago, but Reggie Wright, Randall Cunningham, Will Chamberlain, who played for both the Sixers and the Warriors in Philadelphia and is from there, I think. Robin Roberts, Charles Barkley, Chase Utley, Ron Jaworski, Jimmy Fox, Steve Van Buren, Hall of Fame running back they had there in the 50s, I think, Donovan McNabb, Brian Dawkins, Lefty Grove, Richie Ashburn, Jim Bunning, all these Hall of Fame baseball players, Andy Reid, Jimmy Rollins, Moses Malone, Eric Lindros when we were kids, Grover, Pete Alexander, one of the greatest pitchers of all time, Bernie Parent, John LeClaire, Eddie Collins, Jay Wright from Villanova, John Chaney from Temple, Raleigh Massimino from Villanova, you know, the whole big five of basketball. So there's so many ways you can go in Philly. I try to go one from each. You need Iverson instead of
You need Clark. Iverson.
I hear that. Okay.
You need Iverson.
It's just, I think the Sixers are the least important of those four teams, and so it'd be weird that they have two.
The Flyers are the least important.
Now that's true. Yeah, for sure now that's true. All right, number nine.
And by the way,
controversial.
If you took a vote, yeah. McNabb would be Bobby Clark too.
McNabb? I don't know. Do they love McNabb? I thought they sort of hated
McNabb. I think they've warmed to him now that they realize those were the good old days, kind of. Even though they have won without him. But what if it's just Foles? What if it's Nick Foles Wiener?
They won a Super Bowl.
What if it's Nick Foles Wiener? On the list. Okay.
So they have a Washington Monument and a monument.
All right. Who's number nine?
All right. So number nine. So, you know, I've combined when, two cities right next to each other or, it's all the same metro area. I've put it together, obviously, Minnesota or things like that. Number nine, Milwaukee/Wisconsin. Here's the thing. Even if the Packers had never played a game in Milwaukee, everybody in Milwaukee is voting for Packers over anybody from the Brewers or the Bucks or the Milwaukee Braves. And so that's why I'm only doing one for Wisconsin. I'm not separate. So, Jim.
So it's
going to
be four
Jim,
Packers, you're saying.
So he separated Milwaukee from Green Bay. What Jim did is, for Green Bay, he did Lombardi, Favre, Rodgers, and White. I don't think Reggie White.
I would do Hudson Milwaukee, over White, especially White was pretty hateful guy. Ultimately.
And then for Milwaukee, he did Hank Aaron, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Robin Yount, and Paul Molitor. So that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think if you poll people in Milwaukee, they would want four Packers up there.
I think it has to be Lombardi, Rodgers, Favre, and Don Hudson. Has to be.
Okay.
Final answer.
I do not have Lombardi on there.
It's crazy. It doesn't even make sense.
Well, here's the thing. I put early Curly Lambeau on there.
Yeah, so you could do Lombardi and Curly Lambeau. That's fine. And then
so here's the thing. So
and then just do Favre and not Rodgers.
Lambeau, Favre, and Rodgers. But then I thought, can you have Favre and Rodgers without Bart Starr? I think you need all three of them.
That's fascinating. So maybe Starr, no Favre, no Rodgers, but then you need Don Hudson, I think.
No, nobody cares about Don Hudson. I mean, you and I care about Don Hudson because we're ranking players. Nobody else cares about Nobody's heard of Don Hudson. Nobody in Wisconsin's heard of Don Hudson.
Okay. And that's still a top 10 one for you?
Think of all the guys. Ray Nitschke, Hank Aaron, Robin Yount, Eddie Matthews, Paul Molitor.
No, it's very solid. But I think you need Lombardi and Lambeau.
Raleigh Fingers, Bob Uecker, a great announcer. Herb Cole, a senator and an owner.
Yeah.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar brings him a title. Don Hudson, as we mentioned. Giannis, hopefully one day makes it there.
Yeah.
Sidney Moncrief, one of the greatest defensive players of all time. Ryan Braun, Bud Selig, Don Nelson.
A guy like Reggie White gets split because if he stays his whole career in Philly or, somehow in Green Bay, then
he's just dominant. He's one of the five most dominant football players of all time?
Yes.
But he sort of split. He
doesn't. Plus, he's you don't want to put him up. He was not a good guy, so you don't want to put him up.
Lombardi was a coach for less than a decade, I think.
It doesn't matter. He's so iconic.
Okay. All right. Number eight.
Both our wives have ridiculous sneezes.
I think that was my wife.
Yeah. No, I know. My wife sneezes even more ridiculous.
Oh, okay. Number eight is Cleveland. Let's see if you can name Cleveland.
LeBron James is by far number one.
Yes.
Even though right now it's a sore subject, but ultimately it goes back.
No, LeBron James is number one.
Okay. Cleveland Indians. Can I throw out a wild name for you?
Sure.
What about Larry Doby?
Larry Doby, the first African-American to play in the American League.
Mm-hmm.
He is on my also receiving votes, but he's not on my
ballot.
That's
an interesting call, right? How many years does he play for the Indians?
I think he plays six seasons there.
Right, it might not be enough, but I do think that's a cool choice. All right. LeBron's the only Cav.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're going... We're not going to go Manny on the Indians. We're going to go an old school Indian? I don't know.
Bob Feller.
All right, so we'll go with Bob Feller. Jim Brown obviously has to be on the list.
Jim Brown.
He's number two after LeBron.
Yeah, it's LeBron and Jim Brown. Those are the only two that are indisputable.
Yeah, I mean, you can certainly make a case for Otto Graham, but again, do people care about Otto Graham? Certainly.
So I put Otto Graham on there because he wins, like, you know, he is by a greater margin the greatest player than, you know, than compared to his peers than anybody.
Yeah.
And he wins them title after title after title, then the AAFC. They join the NFL, and then he wins title after title there. And so it's like, you know, he shows that, like, you know, AAFC was just as good, or at least his team was just as good.
Nobody, so, yeah, not one person on earth is going to care about this answer besides you. But you'll care.
Yeah. What's the question?
Do you think the jump from the AAFC in 1950 is bigger, or the jump for the AFL in 1970 is bigger?
Well, it depends. Are you talking about the best team or the worst team? Because, again, the Cleveland Browns were the best team in football in either league.
Yes.
So for them, there was no jump. There was no difference. But if you were at the bottom of the AFC.
Yeah,
like
some of those
New
teams
York
were
Yankees,
bad. One of the interesting, I mean, for the AFL, I may have said the AFC, but like for the AFL,
yeah,
it was tricky because I think they were a little bit more woke.
But all those teams make it, which is unusual, right? Like,
yes.
Normally when leagues merge, like the NBA and ABA.
Every AFL team makes it. AFL was, I think, a little more woke, where they were able to willing to take more chances on African-American players in 1960. So they did get some talent there. And they were more advanced in terms of philosophy, just they were passing the ball, you know, before.
It was a much more exciting game, for sure, much like the ABA to the NBA.
But then it turns 1970, and a lot of the great AFL players are immediately irrelevant.
Yep. All right, so the other guys in Cleveland who don't make it, Paul Brown.
Yeah.
Because he ends up going to start the Bengals.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
So, Nap Lajoie just played too long ago.
Yeah. Nobody
Same thing with
him.
Trispeaker. Yeah. Larry Doby, we discussed.
But Trispeaker was also really hateful, I think.
Yeah, I think he was in the KKK. Lou the Toe Groza.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Lou Boudreau.
Yeah.
A Jewish MVP player for the Indians. Kenny Lofton, beloved. He's my favorite Indian from the 90s. Jim Tomei, another beloved player.
Albert Bell, another beloved guy.
Yeah. All right. Number seven is Baltimore. Baltimore, another one where we're going to have players from teams that no longer exist.
Yes, that's tricky.
The Ravens and the Orioles now, but we have the Colts and then the Bulletins.
All right. So Johnny Unitas has to be there. Cal Ripken has to be there.
Yep. There's another, like, has to.
All right. So let's go team by team. All right. The Colts, I think, is just Unitas. I don't think you need two guys from an old team.
Yeah. Raymond Berry, Weeb Eubank.
Yeah. You know, well, fine. Listen, Weeb Eubank
Marchetti,
is probably
Lenny
even
Moore,
better
all
known
Hall of Famers,
for
but they're
Weeb's
not
better known probably even for Super Bowl III than for the greatest game ever played.
Now, Bob Phelan and some of our other listeners asked if Michael Phelps could count.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. Phelps,
Bob Phelan put Ed Reed on instead of Johnny.
Oh, probably Kevin Donnelly probably asked if Michael Phelps can. I think Phelps still lives there. He is like a. So I have no problem putting Phelps on
Ray
there.
Lewis. You haven't mentioned Ray Lewis.
Yeah. And Ray Lewis, yes.
Okay, so Ripken, Unitas, and Lewis are the obvious ones. And then the fourth spot, there's a lot of Orioles you can put here. Jim Palmer, Eddie Murray, Brooks Robinson. You could go Ed.
I think you go Brooks
Robinson.
Ravens
have only been around for 20 years.
I might go Phelps here. I think you have the best Olympian. I think you put him on there.
Frank Robinson, Earl Weaver.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ogden, T. Sizzle, John Harbaugh maybe. Okay, so you're putting Michael Phelps.
I think you put Michael Phelps there, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. It's sort of Eddie Murray and Brooks Robinson and Jim Palmer sort of cancel each other out, I think so.
Yeah. Could have finished this whole thing had you woken up earlier.
All right, let's get to number six, Detroit. I'm sitting next to a native of Detroit, so I'm going to ask her first.
Yeah,
okay?
Sure. I'm sure she cares.
If they were making a Mount Rushmore of the greatest athletes to ever grace the hallowed fields and courts of Detroit/Michigan, who would go on it?
Joe Lewis.
It's a good answer.
Has an arena named after him.
It's a good answer.
Steve Yzerman.
She put Stevie Yzerman. Now, Jen was obviously growing up in the 90s, so she's a big fan of the Red Wings.
These are two very good answers so far.
Have you seen him? He's very good looking.
Was Fedorov a looker?
Isaiah Thomas.
This is a really good answer so far.
And I'm trying to be well-rounded in my sports. Barry Sanders.
Unbelievable
answer.
Now, Jen.
Jen is a famous anti-Semite, so she doesn't have Hank Greenberg on her list.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that she had a.
It's not fine. Hank Greenberg has to be on the list.
That's a really good answer. So Isaiah, I agree.
Akiva's very impressed with you.
That was a really good answer.
Isaiah, I agree with Barry Sanders, but it's not Stevie Yzerman. He just misses because Gordie Howe.
Yeah, it has to be Gordie Howe. But listen, we didn't see Gordie Howe.
Yeah, so she concedes on Gordie. So.
attractive.
So Jen is thinking, like, Jen wants the Mount Rushmore to be like physically attractive.
You want
to
go and just stare at the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. All right. So I have Gordie Howe, Barry Sanders, Isaiah, and Hank Greenberg. Ty Cobb, not on the list. Again, just played too long ago. I mean, Hank Greenberg played 90 years ago, but Ty Cobb played even before that. Al Kaline, one of the most underrated players of all time. Stevie Eiserman, Jack Morris, Nicholas Lidstrom. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read a bunch of names here of also deserving votes. Miguel Cabrera, Terry Sawchuk, Bobby Lane, Justin Verlander, Doak Walker, Joe Dumars, Bob Schembechler from Michigan, Fielding Yost from Michigan, Tom Izzo and Mark D'Antonio from Michigan State, Chuck Daly, Chauncey Billups, Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker, Mike Ilitch, Kelvin Megatron Johnson, Scotty Bowman, Sparky Anderson, Grant Hill, Bill Laimbeer, Charlie Gehringer, Hale Newhouser, Bob Lanier, Ben Wallace, Jack Adams, and Sergei Fedorov. So
Stevie Eiserman was very attractive when he was young in the league. I will give her that. But I don't like
but today.
Now he's just a regular old man, but he was really attractive. Right. There's a picture of him holding the Stanley Cup missing a tooth, which makes me laugh.
Yeah, he's not attractive anymore.
Not anymore, but if you look at young Stevie Eiserman, he's a heartthrob.
Let's look at a young Stevie Eiserman.
Look, so just search images. Image search Eiserman, the fifth picture. He's a stud. He could be on a CW sitcom.
When he's holding the cup up?
No, look at the stud picture.
That's a good picture.
Yeah, very attractive. Very, very, very attractive.
But now, is he an attractive older man?
Do you find him attractive as an older man?
Yes.
Do you find him more attractive than your husband? I got no comment. All right.
No comment.
All right, so Detroit, number six, though. That's pretty good for Detroit.
Yeah, that's very good.
I would put Jen Gonick on my Detroit Mount Rushmore, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Akiva, let's get to the top five. In fifth place, the City of Angels, Los Angeles, the second biggest city in America, but it is only the fifth best. But again, this order is very rough, so if you wanted to put fourth or third, I don't really care. But they got a ton of teams, the Lakers, the Dodgers, the Rams, the Angels, the Clippers, the Kings, the NHL Kings, of course, the Ducks, the Chargers now, and the Raiders once upon a time in the 80s. So there's a ton of directions we can go. One of our listeners, I think it was Josh, I forget who, submitted a list of Koufax, Kobe, Magic, and either Jerry West or Kareem. He wasn't sure. That is not who I have. Who do you have, Akiva, for Los Angeles?
All right, so none of the hockey guys, certainly nobody on the Angels.
Yeah, forget about hockey, forget about the Angels.
I don't have a problem with Koufax as a Dodger.
Yep. Now, a lot of the guys who play in the Brooklyn to LA like overlap don't make it because they don't play. Like Jackie Robinson, for example, plays mostly in Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's more Brooklyn. Okay. Kobe has to be there. Kobe's literally number one.
Yeah.
In LA.
Well, Kobe's number two, but yeah. But Kobe, whatever, I don't care. Kobe's
Kobe there. And Magic have to be there.
Yes, Magic and Kobe are one and two to me. Koufax is three. So who's the fourth?
I think it should be Kareem. Now, Kareem is very was...
You want three Lakers?
Yeah. What, are you going to put a Clipper on there?
Okay. No. I'll tell you who I'm putting on. Well, so let's go through the list of also receiving votes guys for me. Tommy Lasorda, beloved.
Okay.
Not on the list. Jerry West, Kareem, Shaq, Jerry Buss, Mike Trout, Clayton Kershaw, Elgin Baylor, Don Drysdale, Walter Astin, Phil Jackson, Eric Dickerson, Mike Socha, Merlin Olsen, Don Sutton, Deacon Jones, Steve Garvey, Gene Autry, Nolan Ryan, Tamu Solani, Oral Hershiser, Fernando Valenzuela, Chris Paul, Rod Carew, Jim Fregosi, Chuck Finley, and Luke Robitaille. Who have I not mentioned?
I don't know.
College.
What, OJ?
No, John Wooden. Gotta
You want to go with Wooden. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So I go Wooden.
Funny if you picked OJ.
We are fans of the Juice. 32 fans, baby.
Did we do Buffalo?
Yeah, we did Buffalo.
And OJ wasn't on Buffalo's?
No. No, it was Marv Levy, Bruce Smith, Jim Kelly, and Dominic Hasek.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have any murderers, I don't believe, on any of our Mount Rushmores. Although the real one does have a guy who committed genocide, but...
Reggie Bush was just allowed back at USC. Do you think that opens the door for OJ to be welcome back at USC?
Yeah. So Reggie's crime was that he took money from an agent, right, when he was a collegiate player?
Yeah, he got paid to play football.
Okay, OJ Simpson never did that. Yeah, bring him back. What did OJ ever do to USC?
OJ Simpson's crime was... Oh, I know what... I mean, I checked. OJ Simpson's crime was that he just wanted his stuff that somebody
stole
back.
Yeah, he did steal his Heisman back, so which he...
By the way, speaking of... lost memorabilia, my Knicks poster that I mentioned on Rob's podcast.
Yeah.
$800 on Amazon, that Knicks poster right now.
Now, is it being sold by, like, Mrs. Whitaker or something like that? What's the username of the seller?
Yeah. I did ask my mom. She said that it got ruined.
Yeah, I've told you about my Sports Illustrated magazine cover that my dad threw out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, our parents of the same cloth. Although my dad was doing it for whatever reasons. What you call, anyways, whatever. All right. Number four is Chicago. Cubs, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, White Sox. Spoiler, there are no White Sox on this list. So Akiva,
well, I wouldn't think there's a Blackhawk either.
Yeah, there are no Blackhawks. Tony Esposito got a fair hearing. Stan Mikita got a fair hearing as well, but yeah, they're not on here. Neither is Patrick King.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, of course.
Walter Payton.
Yep.
Ernie Banks.
Yep. And then the other one is a guy you mentioned earlier on this podcast. He said, well, then so-and-so has to be on Chicago.
And it has to be George Halas, most important person in NFL history by a factor of
Yeah, George Halas. Yeah, his name is still
there's
on the
no NFL.
To this day.
There's no NFL without George Halas. He's the only guy.
Yeah, so Dick Butkus, Gail Sayers, Mike Ditka, Sammy Sosa, Scottie Pippen, Ryan Sandberg, Frank Thomas, Ron Santo, Jerry Reinsdorf, Bobby Hull, Phil Jackson, Fergie Jenkins, Patrick Kane, Billy Williams, Greg Maddux, Mark Grace, Sid Luckman, Red Grange, Mark Burley, Minnie Minuso, Nellie Fox, Cap Anson, Gabby Hartnett, Tinker, Evers, and Chance, Bill George, Harold Baines, Carlton Fisk, Glenn Hall, Louis Aparicio, Paul Konerko, Luke Appling, Joel Quenneville, and Ray Mayer, the longtime coach at DePaul. All of them invited to the tryouts, but none of them make it. And by the way, Jim, who also... Yeah, Jerry Krause did not make it either. Jim has the same as me, by the way, Akiva. Jim had submitted a list for Chicago. Jordan, Payton, Halas, and Banks. I think that's pretty clear-cut for Chicago.
Yeah, I think it's... I mean, Halas coaches for 47 years. He takes a few years off, so like 40-something years.
Yeah, but he still owns the team to this day.
He's the
owner-coach
for over 40 years, yes.
Yeah, although, again, that's true with Connie Mack. The problem is that the A's no longer play in Philly, so... Mm-hmm. Hard for Connie Mack to make it for Philly. All right, number three is Boston/New England. This is the one I think that actually got this whole thing started. I was listening to some conversation about this. A lot of different ways to go here. Akiva, how do you go for this one?
Okay, this is tricky. Tom Brady has to.
Now, I'm going
to
tell you, I picked one guy for every sport. Not even by design. It just sort of worked out that way.
Yeah, all right. Brady has to be on there, and no other Patriot player can make a case, but obviously Bill Belichick can.
Yeah, Belichick can make a case, but yeah, he's not here.
I think it's hard to leave off Russell or Larry Bird, but let's keep going. You can't leave off Ted Williams, and I think you can. I would cut Bork for Belichick or for Bird and Russell.
Okay, so who's your four? Brady?
Brady, Bird, Russell, Ted Williams.
Ted Williams, okay. Yeah, I don't have Russell. I don't have Ted Williams. I have Brady, Bird, Bobby Orr. They love him there. He's way out of rate Bork.
Yeah, I should have
And then I have, and then the Red Sox, the Red Sox, not nearly the best Red Sox, but the most beloved Red Sox is Big Poppy, David Ortiz.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Big Poppy. Obviously there's a recency bias. You know, Ted Williams is a much better player.
Yeah, of course he's. But yeah, so the guys.
That being said, if Belichick wins the Super Bowl with Jarrett Stidham, then he gets the spot instead of Brady. I think we agree on that.
Instead of Brady, yeah. I'm fine with that. Pedro. Yaz, Ted Williams, Bill Russell, Ray Bork, Red Auerbach, John Havlicek, Carlton Fisk, Robert Kraft, who also owns the Rebs, Bill Belichick, Kevin McHale, Bob Cousy, Paul Pierce, Wade Boggs, John Hanna, Robert Parrish, Phil Esposito, Zdeno Chara, Dave Cowens, Manny Ramirez, Nomar Garciaparra, Johnny Pesky, Patrice Bergeron, Jim Rice, Art Ross, Roger Clemens, who they despise, and Cy Young, who played mostly for the Cleveland Spiders, I think. Also guys receiving votes. So Boston has a stacked one. They're third.
And well-balanced also.
Yeah, well balanced. I got one from every sport. Now, second is a little bit controversial. I did the same as I did for the other seats. I put the Bay Area all together. I also did separate ones for the different different cities.
Okay.
Yeah. So San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, I put together. By the way, my four, Jamie, one of our listeners, had the exact same four as me. Eric Gillen, I still don't know how to pronounce his name. He made a Chester slander. Bay Area Mount Rushmore of the guys I don't respect enough, which are Patrick Willis, Clay Thompson, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Barry Zito.
Right.
None of those guys made the actual list.
Okay. All right. My list for the Bay Area.
Or you can split San Francisco and Oakland if you want. That's fine as well. San Jose, sorry, no Sharks are making it under any definition.
If it's just San Francisco, I'm going to say Barry Bonds from the Giants.
Yep.
I'm going to say, well, then where am I putting the Warriors in San Francisco, Oakland?
Well, that's part of, well, so it depends when. In different eras, they play, right?
It's ridiculous.
Steph Curry's Warriors have always played in Oakland until now, but, you know, Curry's played his whole career in Oakland. The Rick Barry Warriors.
So it's just San Francisco.
Yeah.
then there's Wilton no basketball. Then there's no basketball or hockey team. Then it's like Rice, Montana, Barry Bonds, and I could even throw in. How many years does Willie Mays play in San Francisco?
Almost his whole career. He plays like four years.
So then Willie Mays is obvious.
Yeah. So Montana, Mays, Bonds. You said that's your San Francisco only, and Rice. Okay. Yeah. So that's my San Francisco as well. Who's your Oakland?
Yeah, and that's really high up there also. Montana, Mays, Bonds.
Yeah.
Bonds,
who's your Oakland?
Okay, so Oakland. Is there an A from when they're in Oakland who's obvious? I don't think there is.
I have two.
Okay. I'll
one is obvious. There. The other may be less obvious. I don't know.
Who's the best ever Oakland Raider?
This should be obvious.
The best ever Oakland Raider.
Yeah. The most important, maybe, is another way to put it.
Oh, so Al Davis, fine.
Al Davis, yep.
So you have to put Al Davis on the list. Even though, yep. I mean, ultimately he wouldn't be on the list because his does Al get the blame for his son moving the team? I guess not.
Well, but he also moved them to L.A., but yes. Then he moved them back. And yeah, I mean, but Al Davis is on the list. Al Davis.
You almost want to put Warriors, so then you tell me. This is Bay Area is ridiculous.
So my Oakland one is Al Davis, Ricky Henderson, who I think is the obvious one missed, Stephen Curry, and then Dennis Eckersley.
Ooh, that's not even so strong.
Yeah. Now the Bay Area one as a whole. Now here's the guys who did not make it: Hugh McElhaney, Leo Nomalini, Brent Burns, Evgeny Nabokov, Gene Upshaw, Tony La Russa, Raleigh Fingers, Patrick Marleau, Joe Thornton, Howie Long, Madison Bumgarner, Tim Brown, Art Shell, Buster Posey, Gaylord Perry, Dwight Clark, Orlando Cepeda, Catfish Hunter, Kenny Stabler, Reggie Jackson, John Madden, Mark McGuire, Chris Mullen, Juan Marichal, Ronnie Lott, Rick Barry, Dennis Eckersley, Willie McCovey, Bill Walsh, Steve Young, Ricky Henderson, Al Davis, and Barry Bonds does not make it. My cumulative Bay Area, again, Jamie has the same one, is Montana, Mays, Rice, and Stephen Curry. If
and
you want
not
to put Bonds,
Bonds
instead of Curry. So here's the thing. Curry's
you could even
beloved
put Bonds
everybody.
Over Rice, and I'd be fine.
Well, but here's the thing. Bonds is like beloved in San Francisco, but I'm sure they don't like him in Oakland. I don't know how they feel about him.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess that's true. I don't
in
think
Mountain
they
View.
Right, Jerry Rice.
Everybody
Jerry
loves
Rice
Steph
literally
Curry.
Was a star for the Raiders, you know, at the end
but,
of his career.
Yeah, yeah. So Rice plays for both teams, and also Steph Curry's approval rating is unanimous.
Yes,
nobody doesn't
I would
like
agree.
Steph Curry.
Okay.
So that's why Barry Bonds just misses it. All right, so we're gonna end with New York, obviously number one. New York is, you know, they have the most teams: the Yankees, the Giants, the Knicks, the Mets, the Jets, the Rangers, the Islanders, the Nets, the Devils. Of course, they used to have even the other Giants and the other Dodgers, or the only Dodgers, and, you know, a million other teams, obviously. But there's three players from one team, and it was tough to not put four players from one team.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think it's really old Yankees. Now, what's interesting is, and maybe it's because he's so old, there's very little, like, Babe Ruth stuff in New York. Growing up,
there is a statue of Babe Ruth outside Camden Yards where the Orioles
play. DiMaggio and Mantle, because people saw
them
play.
But hold on. But to be fair, like, the Yankee Stadium was called the house that Ruth built.
Yeah, but DiMaggio and Mantle are idolized by, like, the boomers or even the generation above that. Idolized, depending on how old you are.
Yeah.
But much more so than Ruth, and because people didn't see him play. There's
well, what
Babe
was
Ruth's
Grandpa
association with New York is ultimately pretty tenuous compared to DiMaggio and Mantle.
But a Mount Rushmore is of all time, right? And when you ask people to name a Yankee, I still think that Babe Ruth is going to get the most answers.
And you're not going to like it, but the fourth person has to be Jeter. It has
so
to
you're
be.
Putting Ruth, Mantle, DiMaggio, and Jeter. That's your Mount Rushmore.
I think it's
York.
An obvious one. Are you going to put Lawrence Taylor on there? Like,
I'm putting Lawrence Taylor on there.
If Jeter
obviously
and Taylor walk into the same room, like, it's absurd.
I'll tell you what happens. Jeter goes for all the girls ages, you know, 25 to 21, and Taylor goes for all the ones younger than that. So.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just going by who's a better player, because Lawrence Taylor is like a pariah versus Derek Jeter is like, you know, an absolute.
Yeah, but I don't know. I couldn't go four Yankees. And by the way, Lou Gehrig, throwing Lou Gehrig under the bus.
Yeah,
here.
You could do. I mean, listen, you could do Gehrig, but I don't think you need him with Ruth.
Your boy, Joe Willie Namath, of course. If we're talking, and obviously not nearly,
I would.
You know,
I you could argue
talent.
That Namath is like more important in New York than LT. Less,
yeah,
canceled.
But the difference is that LT is the greatest, you know, one of the greatest three defensive players of all time, and Namath isn't in my top 60 quarterbacks.
Of course not. But I just think. But listen, Jeter's doesn't earn it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You're right. So I have Ruth Mantle, DiMaggio, Lawrence Taylor. But I agree.
How about this? If you needed to do one per sport, then I think you do DiMaggio for the Yankees.
Well, no, you do Babe Ruth.
Then Mickey Mantle. No, just like in terms of who's most iconic, Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
Is more
popular. Babe Ruth is more iconic than Mickey Mantle.
No,
sure.
But no, Mickey Mantle's way more popular in New York than Babe Ruth was.
People who are like the boomers love Mickey Mantle, but like the youngs have never heard of Mickey Mantle.
And then the Knicks are interesting. Do you go with Ewing?
No, it's Ewing. It's not interesting.
I guess
it's
you go with
Ewing.
And then
although if you want to argue that Frazier, because he's also been the announcer, if you're under the age of 35, you're not a Knicks fan, so it's a false premise. But if you were a Knicks fan, you would probably know Frazier better than Ewing.
Yes, but how about this? I'm going to argue this. First of all, so we don't have Jackie Robinson. That's rough. But how many years does he play in New York?
Well, okay, but he's on the American. If we did, and remember when we did the Greatest Americans, wasn't like if you're doing the greatest American sportsman of the whole country, Jackie Robinson is on there. In fact, should we do that right now? Who would be the four? I think it'd be Babe Ruth again.
Jackie Robinson, sure.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And then
it is interesting.
There's no football player, I don't think. There's no hockey player.
No,
so
there's no football
player.
There's definitely no hockey player. Yeah, I don't know. This is a really good question.
So is Robinson.
Oh, I got it. I have it. Muhammad Ali.
Who is
it? Muhammad Ali.
Ali. Yeah, that's true. We were thinking too much of the core four. Yeah. Muhammad Ali. Yeah, that's the four. That's pretty set. So it's fine, like, you know, walking around in heaven, Jack Robinson's like, I don't need this, like, dinky state Mount Rushmore. I'm on the whole country's Mount Rushmore.
Right.
So.
And then we go to the world, that's probably like Messi, Neymar, Ronaldo, Jordan.
Pele.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Pele probably has to make it over Jordan.
It's probably Pele, Ali, Jordan still. Right?
I wonder how well-known Ali is nowadays, though. I don't think he's held up as much as
well, anything. I don't think that people under 25 until the documentary barely know who Michael Jordan is. They know him as the guy who cries and wears bad shoes.
Yeah. But in New York, if you needed to split it by sport, then I think Messier is the Ranger.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it should be based on performance.
And then it's LT or Namath, depending
on... It would be Lundqvist, but... All right, so here's the other candidates from New York, by the way. Garrick, Jeter, Namath, Yogi Berra, Jackie Robinson, George Steinbrenner, Mariano Rivera, Joe Torre, Patrick Ewing, Eli Manning, Walt Frazier, Willis Reed, Pee Wee Reese, John McGraw, Casey Stengel. Remember all these old baseball guys from the other
team. By the way,
Tom
what if
Seaver,
we did a Reggie. Jersey one, and then you could get LT? You can't have Namath because he played in New York, but you could get LT.
New Jersey, you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know who else you'd
have, though.
So then
do you put Dr. J?
Yeah, you could do like Dr. J, Scott
Jason
Stevens,
Kidd.
And Jason Kidd or something. Yeah.
Well, Martin Brodeur, for sure.
Yeah, Brodeur over Stevens. Sorry. I guess depending on like if you're in his family, then you probably don't have right. Didn't Brodeur like break up the marriage of his?
I don't know. Brodeur, I met. What
you know
was,
this
what
story?
Was the name?
Didn't Brodeur?
No, but
like,
I met Brodeur.
Somebody
Remember
come
I
on
met
and tell
Braun
us the story.
Stroman?
Someone who's listening.
Does anyone know the story?
What's the
who's
story
listening right now?
Oh, Brodeur's having an affair with his wife's sister. Yeah. Now your wife does not have a sister. So
yeah,
I've always wondered
if your wife has a sister and she's very attractive.
Yeah, like, and she
my
looks
wife doesn't
like
have any
you.
Sisters.
She looks like you.
So I
she looks
no,
like your
I
wife,
did
I mean.
Date. I got to talk quiet, more quietly. When Dr. Jen and I went on a break once upon a time, I dated a girl who was an identical twin.
Oh wow!
But ironically, the other identical twin I was very uninterested in. I don't know
that's
why.
Interesting.
Yeah. But
yeah, in theory, like, different. You should be equally attracted if they were very similar looking. That is bizarre.
Yeah.
And then the other guy's husband's like, you're into my wife, right? I'm like, all right.
Well, no, the other one was taken anyway, so it was a moot point. Okay. Well, I didn't have the choice of the two.
Didn't
I
stop Martin Brodeur. The other one was taken. imagine being that guy's wife.
Yeah, true.
Husband.
True. I guess we know how my mind works, but with the segue I'm about to go to. But I had to do a hearing test today because I couldn't hear for the last 2 weeks. I had a bunch of wax in my ears, and so the audiologist, whatever, the woman who like does the test was rather attractive. So she like she says words, and then you have to repeat the word after her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she says hot dog, and I heard it. I said hot dog, and then the next thing she said was what I heard anyway was hot porn.
No.
So I started laughing, and I said, I'm going to guess you said hot corn.
And did she?
And she... they don't tell you if you're right or wrong, but in her mind, she's probably like, what did that guy think I said? I did not hear hot corn. I did not hear hot corn, but I did say hot corn to not get me too'd at the ENT's office. But anyway, rest of the guys on the New York list, by the way, Billy Martin, Whitey Ford, Don Mattingly, Michael Strahan, Mike Piazza, Duke Snyder, Joe McCarthy, Roy Campanella, Leo DeRocher, Miller Huggins, Dwight Gooden, Y.A. Tittle, Frank Gifford, Henrik Lundqvist, Phil Sims, Mel Ott, Christy Mathewson, Red Holtzman, Brian Leach, Mike Richter, Mark Messier, Monty Irvin, Roger Maris, Phil Rizzuto, Thurman Munson, L. Arbor, Mike Bossy, Daryl Strawberry, Dennis Potvin, Martin Brodeur, Scott Stevens, Curtis Martin, Don Maynard, Gil Hodges, Steve Owen, and Lou Carnesecca, a longtime coach of St. John's.
Let's play a game called Is He Alive Still? Whitey Ford, is he alive still?
No.
He is. He's 6 months older than my grandpa, and he's
So 90, many more years for both of them.
91. Whitey Ford.
Wait,
know so that...
91. So your grandpa was born in 1929?
Nachon, correct, yes.
Okay, so he has no Ruth memories, obviously.
No, for sure not. No. He went to the 42 World Series as a kid. A lot of like
But
boxing
he
matches.
Ruth dies in 48, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So he would have remembered that.
He went to the Sid Luckman, what was it, 7-touchdown game. Like, he saw a lot of the iconic very early 40s games because they didn't have a lot of money, but it was like a nickel. So you could just, like, save up.
Yeah, but nobody was going to NFL games back then, I guess, except for...
No, they were going because they were going in the what's it called? What's near his house? The Polo Grounds. The Polo Grounds and Yankee Stadium were right near his house growing up in the Bronx. So you have, like, the two most, like, iconic, and I guess, you know... Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, like these three iconic stadiums, and he was never going to Brooklyn. He thought Brooklyn people were idiots. But, you know, going, so he's, you know, like there's a lot of boxing matches, like Joe Louis or whoever would have a big boxing match in like the early 40s. So he like randomly went to all these insane sporting events for a nickel or 10 cents. And also remember, they were like during the day because they didn't care about TV time. So it would be like you just go with your brother or whatever at like 1 p.m. to a World Series game. It was pretty crazy.
It is weird that they always were day games back then.
Always, yeah. They didn't have the lights in a lot of stadiums. It would just was
that's true. Yeah,
it
they
wasn't
didn't have
possible.
Lights, that's true.
Wrigley Field didn't have lights. Yeah. You know, when we were kids. Anyway, all right. Yeah, that's it. So we didn't do the international teams.
Oh yeah. So we do have Olin sent us. I'm looking at my list. He sent me a bunch of lists. So he sent me Cork, which I think is where he's from.
Oh yeah.
Oh, no, he lives in Dublin.
What Cork?
He lives in Dublin, but Cork is his city. So wait, Olin, are you on right now? Are you listening to this? So why don't you, with your accent, actually tell us the Cork, Dublin, London, and Leicester Mount Rushmores that you gave us? Hold on. I just realized, though, unfortunately, Olin, we're not recording the Zoom session. All right. So we can't actually hear you, Olin. And I realize we can't hear any of the other listeners who are chiming in with their comments either, unfortunately. So bad job by us not thinking about that when we decided to start recording a podcast in the middle of this Zoom session. But I will read Olin's email anyway. So from Cork, he has, I don't know how to pronounce this, Sonia? Sonia O'Sullivan, Sonia O'Sullivan, a 1,500-meter to 5,000-meter runner in the 90s and the early 00s. Akiva, had you ever heard of her? Now,
no.
Olin says she was not in the, she did not reach the Olympics level, but she was very good.
No, she did. She won a silver medal in 2000.
Oh, she did win a silver medal. Okay. All right. So she's on the Cork Mount Rushmore. Next is Roy Keane, who I've heard of, of course, a little bit of a troublemaker and a great.
Does that mean Robbie Keane's also on the Cork Mount Rushmore? Aren't they brothers?
Who was the Irish national coach that Roy Keane always fought with again? Mick McCarthy. Okay.
This is going to be great podcasting that people can't hear him, Alex.
Well, I'm going to have to. I'll edit it out. I'll fix this later. The next one we have is Christy Ring. I'm not going to do an impression of you. The next one we have is Christy Ring, a GAA hurler from the 30s to the 60s.
Oh, sure.
What is that? Irish baseball, we're going to call it. Christy Ring, the Babe Ruth of Cork. And then Jimmy Barry Murphy, three first names, a footballer and a hurler.
You think Murphy's a first name?
If you live in Boston, it is. Or Ireland. No.
It's mostly a last name, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Chester's... Well, I don't know. Chester's actually probably more a first name than a last name also. So this guy did it all. Hurling and footballing, it seems like. Oh, Gaelic football. Oh, so you guys have all your own sports. I don't know what's going on. All right. And you live in Dublin now, so you have Paul McGrath, who I have not heard of, a soccer player for the 80s and 90s. Akeem, have you heard of Paul McGrath?
The name sounds familiar, but I can't tell you anything about him.
Well, I think you're thinking of a different McGrath.
But then I don't know him, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I was making a joke, but all right. Brian O'Driscoll, rugby union player.
All right.
We got any big rugby listeners? Stephen Cluxton, who's a mix between Speedy Claxton and Stephen Curry, I guess. Stephen Cluxton. He's a goalkeeper and the captain of the GAA football team till present. And then Jim Gavin, who was their manager for the last six seasons. So I guess they did very well in the last few years. Five straight titles. Wow. Like the wait, did the Islanders won five in a row from 80 to 84?
Four in a row. 80 to 83. Four in a row.
83. Okay, four in a row. Okay. All right. London, he gives it to Bobby Moore, the World Cup winning captain in 1966 when England wins the World Cup. Jimmy Greaves, who was a striker for the 50s to the 70s for England and then for Chelsea and for Tottenham as well, and is a beloved TV personality. I've not heard of him. Mo Farah, the famous marathon runner from London, and then Henrik...
No, middle distance runner.
Oh, only middle distance?
Well, a long distance, but not marathon. Every five.
Because in my head, he always has the shirt that just says Mo instead of a number. And isn't that a marathon thing?
No. Has Mo even like no? He's okay. Famous for 10,000 meters.
Okay, sorry. Well, he runs farther than I do. Got it. And then Henry Cooper, a boxer who knocked down Muhammad Ali, a lively and beloved personality. Akiva, are you familiar with Henry Cooper?
No, I know hanging with Mr. Cooper. He was on the Warriors for three games.
Now, what percentage of Londoners? Well, none of them heard of Lawrence Taylor, but what percentage of Londoners have heard of Joe DiMaggio? Probably because of the Simon Garfunkel song, Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I don't know. Have people on Ipswich Town heard of the people on Manchester United? So I have no idea.
Well, I mean, I heard of two of these four, so that's not bad. But I never heard of Greaves. I never heard of Cooper.
Making fun of it. All right. It's 5:07 for me, so we're going to go to sleep.
Okay. All right. So we're not going to get to Leicester. You'll share that in the chat. Yeah. Owen, thank you for submitting your list, though. If anyone wants to tell me why my list is terrible, or Keeve's list, because he also tried with his list, let us know. Keeve, I will talk to you later.
And, all right. Bye.
Say bye. You watch me down for two. To the maid, after thoughts of the grave, home of the brave and of the weak. But why'd you have to break all my heart? Couldn't you save a little bit of it? Why'd you have to break all my heart? Couldn't
diverse.